Did anything come up? Any questions? Any thoughts?
I really love the guided vision.
Awesome.
That was nice.
Great. I will, like I said, I will separate that out as a second separate audio so that you can download that and listen to that anytime. You know, once you learn how to do things, you don't have to listen to it all the time again, you know, anymore. You can just follow your own action steps, let your angels guide you. They may show you something better, but you're welcome to have the audios.
Is there a place in the playbook where you would like record today what you know, came up that you wanted to vision so that you could track it? I didn't know if there was a place in the playbook.
Well, it does have blank pages at the end. You could use one of those. What would be exciting to do is take the gratitude manifesting game board and write, having already received what you wanted, write that thank you letter to the universe about how exciting, how it feels, how it smells, how it tastes. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
When you get into writing that, the magic happens. The magic really happens because, you know, if we're just thinking about it in our head, these thoughts are just swirling around here. But when you start writing them out, you're anchoring that energy and new thoughts and feelings come up that you can record and experience. You know, like I'm going to be moving. Oh my God.
Where are you moving to? What state?
I'm actually moving back to Arkansas, which I swore I would never do because we lived in farming country and I hated it. But this is an hour and a half northwest of there in the hills of near Branson, but it's in Arkansas. It's probably an hour and a half, 2 hours from there. It's beautiful. It's just rolling hills and small community. And I found this house on the lake. It's fully furnished because I'm not taking anything with me. And when I found it, I put in an application and they're in no hurry there. They are in no hurry. A week later, I reached out and over the weekend, I moved in. In my head, in the pictures, I moved in. She didn't even run my credit. She rented the house to me. When we envision things, I told my brother, I said, I moved into the house over the weekend. I said, if there were people staying there, I'm sure they thought it was haunted because I wasn't quiet about it. I cooked a meal. I took a shower. I watched TV on the sofa. I moved in, you know? So when we envision things, energy starts to move. So on the flip side of that is if it's something you're worrying about, if it's something that you got in an argument with someone and you're replaying that over and over and over in your head, you're recreating that energy over and over and over again, and it's going to manifest. Yeah. So it's really important to focus on what you want. And when those thoughts or those feelings come up about what you don't want, the worry, ask yourself, am I tired? The answer will always be yes. Because if you're in a high vibration of love and fear starts getting in, it's because you're tired. Because when you're not tired and you're in that vibration, it can't get in. You can't get in. Anything else come up for anyone? No? Okay. Well, it's a lot of information. Things will be coming up. I am so grateful for the posting in the Facebook community. Any question that comes up for you, it's not too small. Ask it because somebody else is probably thinking about it and they're afraid to ask. So ask questions. I'm happy to answer. And like I say, I may not get to it that day, but I will by the next day because being in there for all of you is very, very important to give that support and provide it. Okay, so I will get the recording available within the next 24 hours and put that online and separate out that that guided journey so that you can have that. And if anything does come up, please post and I will be there for you. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I just wondered if the other ladies have been using that worry angel that you talked about. Was that the introduction class or was that last week's class? Maybe it was the end. I can't remember.
Well, we talked about it last week, and then I put the full program in the Masterclass Central so that you could listen to it or just the meditation. So they were both there.
I think you did it the day of the webinar where you were just introducing this, you know, your before we signed up.
Oh, did I not put it in there? Oh, let me make a note
here. No. I don't mean that. I mean, you had us close our eyes and you did a quick thing about the worry angel, which mm-hmm. I've never done before. And a name came to me, which was odd, like you said. And I just mm-hmm. want to tell the other ladies, if they haven't tried that yet, my sleep is improved.
Mm. Yes, I've tried it.
Yeah. So,
I've been doing it too.
Right. Awesome. It's so powerful. I don't know. I mean, I have, you know, I've had some sleep ups and downs. So for anything to improve my sleep is very impressive to me.
Mm. Awesome.
So thank you for that. You know,
you're welcome.
The larger one to listen to, but that one, what was it, like 2-3 minutes you had us do it?
Yeah.
But I think it's because of your energy. Like you always say, you were holding the space that day. And that's why it happened so quickly and easy.
Mm-hmm. You know, and intention is everything, everything. You know, if you want to meet your guardian angel or a protector guide or any of maybe an angel that you called in just to help you today, you can ask them, what's their name? And take what pops in your head. It could be something simple. It could be something more difficult. Could be an archangel. I was writing a newsletter for the Soulkiss community probably 15 years ago. And when I went to reread it, the article was like, this is words I don't even use. And I looked around the office and I said, who's here? And I heard Archangel Metatron. I didn't even know there was an Archangel Metatron. So I looked it up online and sure enough, there is. So I learned more about him and I asked him, what would you like to tell me? And he says, we're going to be working together. And I was like, okay, great.
That's cool.
So yeah, don't limit yourself.
Yeah. So that was really powerful. So
I noticed when I was rereading through the Game of Life that I read it with different energy, having the support of the group.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And you'll find that every time you read it after, you're going to find things that you don't remember reading before or hearing if you're listening to the audio. I love the magic of Florence's work that way. And I believe fully that she infused all her words with that energy when she put, you know, when she put them to paper so that we could have them. I firmly believe that she did that because, you know, you can feel it when you pick up a book.
Yeah.
And there's so many different publishers. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of different publishers. I publish The Game of Life, you know, myself, as well as the original publishers. You know, she self-published and then a publishing company picked it up, Divorce and Company, the same folks who did the Game of Life workbook. you can feel it. You can feel it in the words.
I like your audio version. I've listened to it. You know, that's part of the guide on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun to re-listen and hearing it in someone else's voice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it does make a difference. It's surprising how I can read it and it's completely different than when I listen to it. Mm-hmm. And listening to it over and over again, I still like, wait a minute, I don't remember that. And I run it back. I'll hear that again. Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of channeled information is that way. Channeled meaning, you know, it's very pure.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, if there's no other questions or anything else that you'd like to share, we'll go ahead and complete. Okay.
Hi, David. Nice to see you.
Thank you all for being here. and sending big hugs out to all of you. Have a lovely evening, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good week.